Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Man, I really liked her. She was great. This Mark Hanna, this judge, he's okay too, but man, I really liked Dawn. All right, so thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be saying goodbye once and for all, Mr. Big Willie, tomorrow. And then they've got a new guy that's going to be starting on a DJ, going to be playing country music on the Biggie station. And so Mr. Big Willie will be interacting with him, and God help him. All right, so, but Mr. Big Willie has been great here for us, and I do appreciate him. He's actually a very, very good guy, good, decent man. He really is. You'll never get me to admit that on the air, but he actually is. All right, fine. So the Facebook live stream, we did that in the past hour for Judge, this Ohio 7th District Appellate Court Judge, Mark Hanheim. Very interesting guy, very nice guy. I actually enjoyed talking with him, especially Dawn. Oh, man, she was great. And so we'll probably get him back on, have some fun, goof around with him. Next time, maybe he'll come in on time, and we can go from there. All right, so I started talking about the homeless, the vagrants in Wheeling. So last night I was in Wheeling, had a meeting to go to, and I had to drive around the new flop house that they have for the vagrants, Life Hub or whatever the hell the thing is called. It's a former church, and now it's a flop house. And I warned everyone that this was a terrible, terrible, terrible idea. The last thing you want to have in downtown Wheeling is a new flop house for these vagrants, because it's going to attract more and more vagrants, more and more problems, more and more everything. And the initial excuse for the flop house was, well, we need it only in winter because it's very cold and we don't want them to freeze to death and blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, this is called mission creep. This is what always happens. They start there, and then they start expanding the rules and expanding the rules and expanding the rules. And it's a low-barrier flop house. Low-barrier means virtually no rules, because if there are rules, these vagrants don't want to follow them. And so they call it low-barrier as opposed to virtually no rules. But that's what this is. And I warned everyone on my show that it was just going to make the situation that much worse. It's going to be that big a huge eyesore in downtown Wheeling, and of course, that's exactly what has happened. Last night, I'm driving around, and right outside the flop house, you have all of these vagrants just hanging around, sitting there with all of their stuff, all of their crap, all around the corner, across the street, on the stairs, catacorner, up there, and they're just spreading out all over the place. All there, they're just oozing out throughout downtown Wheeling from this flop house. And last night was a great example of that. It was just disgusting beyond words. You wonder why these nice restaurants are closed so many times why we can't attract nice people into downtown Wheeling to do anything. Take a look at the vagrants. Take a look at this new flop house. It's getting worse and worse. I mean, you wouldn't want to walk within a 2 or 3 block area of this flop house. I am not exaggerating, because I've tried doing it when I've had to park there for a meeting and all that. This is bad. And I keep telling you, it's just a racket. The homeless advocates, they make their living off of homeless people. And if you ever solved the problem of homelessness, vagrants, they'd be out of work. And their nonprofits would no longer be getting money to deal with the problem, because when the problem is solved, you no longer need to give money to a nonprofit to solve the problem. So the money dries up, which means people lose their jobs because they are no longer needed. And so with all of these homeless nonprofit organizations, all of them, it's a racket. And the racket is this: we need to manage the homeless problem. We might have to make sure they don't fall through the cracks, and we've got to provide services. None of them. Notice this. As again, I mean, I'm sorry. I sound like a continuous loop, and I apologize, but nobody else is talking about this. None of these homeless advocates ever talks about how they're going to end homelessness. Because the moment they end homelessness, they end their careers. They're out of work. The nonprofits would be out hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. The reason they stay in business is because there is a problem. And think about this. The bigger the problem, the more money they get. Am I going too fast for you? I'm not the only one who gets it. There's somebody who's even smarter than Dmitry. I know. I'm surprised too. But his name is Elon Musk. And he was talking to Joe Rogan about this very thing. And Elon Musk gets it. So let me play just some of the interview here with Elon Musk and Joe Rogan about the racket that is this homeless problem.
Like the homeless population doubled or something. Like people don't understand like the homeless thing because it sort of preys on people's empathy. And I think we should have empathy, and we should try to help people. But the homeless industrial complex is really it's dark, man. It should be that network of NGOs should be called like the drug zombie farmers, because the more homeless people and really. Like when you meet like you know somebody who's like totally dead inside, shuffling along down the street with a needle dangling out of their leg. Homeless is the wrong word. Like homeless implies that somebody got a little behind in their mortgage payments, and if they just got a job offer, they'd be back on their feet. But someone who's, I mean, you see these videos of people that are just shuffling. You know, they're on fentanyl. They're like. You know, taking a dump in the middle of the streets, you know, they got like open sores and stuff. They're not like one drop offer away from getting back on their feet.
Right. This is not a homeless issue.
Homeless is it's a propaganda word.
Right.
So then the you know these sort of charities in quotes are they get money proportionate to the number of homeless. People or number of drug zombies.
Right.
So their incentive structure is to maximize the number of drug zombies, not minimize it.
Right.
That's why they don't arrest the drug dealers. Because if they arrest the drug dealers, the drug zombies leave. So they know who the drug dealers are. They don't arrest them on purpose. Because otherwise, the drug zombies would leave, and they would stop getting money from the state of California and from all the charities.
Wait a minute. So you see,
it's dark, man.
Is that real? So they're in coordination with law enforcement on this.
Yeah.
So how do they have those meetings?
They're all in cahoots.
Well, when you find
this, it's like such. This is a diabolical scam. So San Francisco's got this tax, this gross receipts tax, which it's not even on revenue; it's on all transactions, which is why Stripe and Square and a whole bunch of financial companies had to move out of San Francisco because it wasn't a tax on revenue; it's a tax on transactions. So if you do like, you know, trillions of dollars transactions, it's not revenue; you're taxed on any money going through the system in San Francisco. Like Jack Dorsey pointed this out, and so he said, like, look, that they had to move Square from San Francisco to Oakland, I think. Stripe had to move from San Francisco to South San Francisco, a different city. And that money goes to the homeless industrial complex, that tax that was passed. So there's billions of dollars that go, as you pointed out, billions of dollars every year that go to these non-governmental organizations that are funded by the state. Like, it's not clear how to turn this off. It's a self-licking ice cream cone situation. So they get this money. The money is proportionate to the number of homeless people or number of drug zombies, essentially. So they try to keep they try to actually increase. Because that, like in some cases, like it's somebody did an analysis. When you add up all the money that's flowing, they're getting close to $1 million per home.
Yeah, it's all a racket, and that's not just Dmitry saying that. Even though I've been saying this for years, this is Elon Musk, who is actually smarter than I am, and he's just describing and including law enforcement. If you got rid of all of the drug dealers, the junkies would leave, and these junkies are considered, quote, homeless. And what's going to happen to the homeless industrial complex? Drive through Wheeling tonight. The weather should be nice. I think the weather should be nice. Let me just check the weather. Hold on my phone here. You don't need TV meteorologists anymore. All you need is phones. Today, high 45, low 32. Tomorrow, high 61. Today or tomorrow, drive through Wheeling, like around 6 or 7 o'clock at night. Go outside and drive around the Flop House. It's about a block away from the Wheeling, Ohio County, the city county building. And you'll see them everywhere. They're oozing out all over the place. No police telling them, hey, you can't be a vagrant. You can't be just sitting on these steps here across the street from this building or, you know, in front of this building or that building or whatever. They're all over the place. They're on the sidewalks. They're in the parking lot. The vagrants are oozing out throughout downtown Wheeling. And that's what these nonprofits want. Oh, they'll tell you, oh, no, we don't want that. Well, no, we care about the city. No, you don't. You care about your God-blessed jobs. You care about the God-blessed donations. You care about the grants to serve the homeless population. They want you to see lots of vagrants in the area. It makes it easier for them to Buffalo City Council and Mayor Magruder and all that and say, hey, look at this problem. They're all over the place here. We need more money, you know, for the Life Hub here, for the Flop House. We need more money for this. We need more money for that. How many millions of dollars have the taxpayers paid to these nonprofit organizations that manage the homeless problem? By the way, does anyone think they're doing a good job of managing it? I've yet to find the first person who says, oh, yes, they're managing it really well. Denny Magruder, Mayor Denny Magruder, personally is a lovely human being. I'd be honored to have him as my next door neighbor. I really would. He and his wife, these are wonderful human beings. There's no question about it. Always loved Denny Magruder. When he ran for mayor, I supported him even though he was not terribly loyal to me. Let's leave it at that. But I still supported him. And I wanted Denny Magruder to treat the city of Wheeling the way he treated the West Banco Arena. Well-run, efficient, but no. Is there really any difference when it comes to the vagrant problem between Denny Magruder and before that, the former mayor, Elliot, oh, God, now I've forgotten his last name, the bioswales guy, Glenn Elliott. Is there really any difference? As far as I can tell, Mayor Denny Magruder and this group of people, City Hall, the City Council, I should say, are doing pretty much what every other administration has done, and that is virtually nothing, except let's throw some more money at it, at these vagrants. Let's give it to these nonprofits, and, oh, look, we're managing the problem. Look, we're giving you more money. And then come election time, these politicians will say, we got to do something about the homeless. We got to do something about the vagrants. You elect them. And, of course, it just goes back to doing what they've always been doing. Denny Magruder has been one of the biggest disappointments of when it comes to city government in Wheeling that I have ever seen. And I like the guy. I really genuinely like the guy. This is a good man. But my God, if you ever had an opportunity to make a real change in Wheeling, this was it. Denny Magruder could have stood up and said, we got to get rid of these vagrants. We got to stop giving money to these nonprofit organizations that it's the homeless industrial complex. Elon Musk, you heard him. You know, how on earth can you allow this to continue? Again, drive around. Last night, the impact that made on me is unbelievable. They're oozing out everywhere. They're oozing out everywhere. Would you feel safe walking on those sidewalks within a 2 or 3 block radius of the new Flop House? I was in my car and I made sure the doors were locked. you walk out on the sidewalks there, you never know what you're going to get. They're smoking their cigarettes, their weed, their whatever. They're trying to start up a conversation to maybe get money from you or do God knows what. They've got all their crap with them, that all their belongings all over the place. It's turning into a third world crap hole. And that's downtown Wheeling. But hey, we sure have a lot of parking garages. Build it and they will come. It never ends. Denny Magruder had such an opportunity to make a difference, and he's just as bad as all the other ones, and just as bad as everybody else on City Council. It's a disgrace.